Blog Talk Radio.
A year ago, my life had collapsed around me. I'd worked myself into exhaustion. My father died suddenly, and my relationships were in turmoil. Little did I know at the time, out of my greatest despair was to come the greatest gift.
Good morning. Today is Tuesday, October the 14th, 2014, and you are tuned in to Step Into Your Power with Fianna. I am your host, Fianna Sharon Huff, and I have a wonderful show for you this morning. I have my dear friend and staunch supporter, Stephen Sykes, who will be talking with us today. And to just give you a little bit about this man who I call a Renaissance man, he is a jack of all trades and a master of them all. Stephen Sykes has worked for the federal government, including Homeland Security, the EEOC, Department of Justice, Department of Agriculture, and Social Security Administration, as well as several law firms and financial corporations. He has also worked with 16-year-olds and under for basketball, managed UVA's women's basketball team, fashion industry for 4 years, and then acting for 6 years on and off. And he's the founder of Sykes Talent Group and the host of Enliven Radio. I want you all to welcome Stephen Sykes into the line. Are you there?
I'm here. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I got up a couple of hours ago, as I normally do, and I just was preparing myself because I knew I was going to have an exciting show with you. So I want to get into the questions that I have for you. Namely, the first one is, how do you step into your power on a daily basis?
Well, that's for that one, that's an easy one in the first part of it. I step into my power for me. Yeah, I wake up and I have to pray and thank God that I'm allowed to wake up. We're all not allowed or, you know, given afforded opportunity, even if you do all the what you can, because you never know when your Lord is calling you home. So I step into my power for you and I pray. And then the second thing that I do for me is I try to make sure that I try to get all my ducks in a row. I try to prepare as much as I can the night before, and then just try to get my day going and realize that, you know, I'm going to do all I can, and I've got to, you know, Lord bless me with skills and things, and also just have enough confidence and wisdom to also keep your mouth closed and open up your eyes and ears and listen and watch what I need to do first as well. So I try to step into my power with that one and know that in the end it's going to be all right as long as I keep him first.
Absolutely. Now, you are really heavily engaged in the community. Talk about some of the things that you're doing and some of the organizations and causes that you're affiliated with.
Well, sure. One of the main causes currently is with Box Cutter Magazine, which is dedicated to the survivors of domestic violence. And with that organization, we try to help encourage and educate people on the ideas of different types of domestic violence, not just the physical aspect, but there's a lot of mental and financial and emotional things that can go on in terms of that violence as well. So we try to educate people with that and also help provide services in terms of resources and information that many people could use, businesses, individuals, families, whatever the case may need. I've also worked several years with various social services agencies here within Virginia, mostly particularly in the Richmond Central Richmond area. And with that, a lot of us are in-home and day treatment, and I'm providing IT services with them, get to work with them and help give a lot of ideas on what needs to be done, how to prepare for kids, ideas for you know, try to keep them busy and out of trouble and different behavioral patterns as well. Also individually, I've set up several SAT prep programs. And the reason why I did that is, especially a lot of people in the minority communities just are not very good test takers. And sometimes we study things and maybe have trouble with the methods, practices, what have you. And if we have more opportunities to show them that's more cost effective for them, and also parents, we want to make sure we get that information to them. I've set up a few enrichment courses where we try to help enlighten young men and women on various ways to do better. One of the things they stopped in schools, of course, we know about, you know, financial management and how to conduct yourself and what to buy in stores. All those things are taken out of school. So one of the things we try to help with people is we teach financial management. We teach, of course, maybe a lesson on sexual health. There's lessons on one of the guys, how to be a man with women, how to act as a lady, how to dress in interviews, you know, so many more different things. So we try our best to offer a class at least a couple of times a year, and also just whatever is needed within various churches and other organizations. I try my best to provide any, fulfill in any capacity. For me, it's not about being a leader. It's about just giving my all to them and what it, fill in whatever is needed. If I just told to sweep the floor, I'm more than happy to do it.
That's wonderful. Did you grow up involved in the community and doing community service as a young person, a young adult?
Very much so. My grandmother raised me initially in the beginning for the first 5-6 years, and I got a sense of community and faith with her. And, you know, everybody, even with just that, I learned from an early age my spiritual gift, and that's one of them is the gift of service, and help lead people in a variety of different ways. And she's always inspired me to do more and to help out and give, and that's what, you know, all the, you know, what I have. Of course, you know, you need to take care of yourself, but at the same time, you know, it takes a community, and I really do believe in that. And I think that's one of the founding principles, spiritually, mentally. Even if you're not into just, say, the Bible or a spiritual foundation, that's just something that's just across board in all religions, and just faith in life, you know, spirit of community. And we've gotten away from those ideals, and that's how I feel we've gotten into more and more trouble as recent years. But with that, I've always helped out, I guess, within the church mostly. I did a lot of community cleaning of parks. I've just started off working in houses, painting buildings and things like that. I did some work with Habitat Humanity. I worked and helped out in the Red Crisis Center for about a year and a half, and that was a troubling but great experience, and just many different things. And I just always felt that I needed to have my hands in the community just to keep myself grounded. And, you know, if ever I got famous enough to be on TV every day or movies or whatever it may be, it's those principles that kind of help keep me grounded and let me know not to get too far out there in space with my head.
Now, you are big on youth traveling the world and studying abroad. Why is that?
I believe that we're losing sight on understanding culture and opening up communication. I think that's one of the things that we got in a lack of. I originally grew up in the New York, New Jersey area, and especially a lot in North New Jersey and Harlem. Throughout Manhattan, you experience so many cultures, and also working a lot with the government in the D.C. area, you deal with a lot of people from all across the world. And I knew how to deal with it, but not every child has the opportunity growing up and understand. I mean, and not just children, just people. People are just so stuck within a little circle. But I feel with educating kids, with exposing them to other cultures, it's proven that it helps that child better with the level of improvement in education. A little bit, you tend to be a little bit more grounded with financially and have an understanding of what needs to get go on in life. And also you have a better chance of learning languages. We all know that it's best to learn at an early age while your mind is still building and learning. And the opportunity to learn other languages would be great. I have not done very well in learning the language part, but definitely love to learn more languages. But I just feel that with overseas, kids can be learn a whole lot more.
Right. Well, as you know, my daughter Clara is taking French as an eighth grader, and she will receive high school credit for that. And she has had plans of traveling the world since she was a little girl. Her first place, of course, is to go to Japan. She's really into Japanese culture as well as France. So I am saving, looking for resources so that I can be able to make that happen for her because, you know, as you said, we want our youth to be able to explore and travel the world and know how to intermingle and get along with youth and young adults from all over the world and to become, you know, more cultured. Yeah, I wanted to ask you.
Very good idea.
You said what?
I think that's a very good idea for her to get involved. And I know this with Japanese and Chinese cultures has always been very appealing to youth over the years just because of not just with drawings and anime and stuff like that, but just how the stark contrast from one culture to the next.
Yeah, I remember I bought her first kimono when she was, I think, 6 years old. And she actually kept it up until last year. I took her to a Japanese restaurant where you actually sat on the floor around that square table, and it was just an amazing experience. I had one as well. And she actually had the opportunity to take pictures with the backdrop of the lettering and so forth. So she was just so excited, and she even downloaded an app to her phone that allows her to translate.
Okay.
I thought that was pretty interesting. And so she would say, and she would actually write down what the lettering is. And it's just amazing. So, you know, I really encourage any of our listening audience members who have children, as Stephen said, to please invest in, you know, possibly studying abroad. And you actually, Stephen, sent me some information, which I still have to look at in regards to studying abroad as a high school student.
Yes, there's a lot of programs. There's way more than what it was when I was growing up, but there's a lot of information that you can do. One of them is studyabroad.com and highschooloverseas.com. And with that, those two are just the start. There's many, many, many programs you can go. Some of them you can send your kids this for the semester. Some of them you can just send your kids during the summer for a few days, a few weeks, or entire summer, what have you. You can do enough if you're prepared. You can send your kids constantly, and some of them are willing to pay for your children. One of the main things that we don't see often overseas is a diversity from the U.S., and I think that would help with so many relations in the long term to show that not everybody is the same. Not everybody in the U.S. is so monolithic or homogenous, and I think once we can show different to it. At the same time, it's opening up the world to us as well to show that there are so many different people and cultures are within the U.S. as well. So it's one of those things that you can help build bridges. One of the things I've always encouraged the U.S. is not only the travel for children, but I so do richly believe we need a domestic exchange program for kids, especially in high school. I've always said that we take 100 or 200 men and women from each state and send them all across the state. One of the better experiences I had as a kid in high school also was we took a van trip to Pittsburgh. And I've always had a soft heart for that city because of how well I learned about the city and the culture and just to be able to get out and to do something different. Also, went to Toronto. And those two things just did a wonderful for me, and it opened up my eyes to see what's going on out there in the world, that, you know, continue to get myself together. And, you know, send it on from Oklahoma to Florida, Florida to Virginia, Virginia to Seattle, whatever the case may be. And, you know, one example I give is that, like in Florida, people are not, you know, outside of the area, may not say, you can buy a chicken leg on the street just as much as you can buy a hot dog here. Or it's nothing to have church service on the beach and afterwards everybody in church goes surfing, you know, in California. It's just a different world, and people are not aware of the different things that go on.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. How does Fight Talent Group, as well as Enliven Radio, fall in line with your community commitments, as well as your calling?
In the Sex Talent Group, I started with that one. The main thing was, over the years, I've always wanted to act, and I tried to act and get involved in voiceovers, commercials, and so many different things. Unfortunately, I'm 5'6", and right now about 225. Before, I was much smaller than weight-wise, but overall, I did not meet the quote-unquote standards of the industry. And I felt disheartening because it felt like there's a lot of times I've done the role so well, but because I did not have the quote-unquote the look, or they want somebody tall, African-American male, or making sure I either act a thug, or they did not want anybody educated. And I felt that was bad. And especially with women, they always wanted to either make them either more manly, or did not celebrate women enough other than taking their clothes off. So I said, you know, I wanted the opportunity to help women and men. And also, you just get thrown out there, not necessarily provide opportunities to help train and encouragement, all these different things. So later on, when I came back from New York, I formed Psych Talent Group. And with that, his goal was to start, you know, with women, but now I have a gentleman and seeking more. And what we try to do is focus on the intelligence of the individual through not just modeling, but voiceovers and, you know, acting and stepping and dancing and whatever the case may be. The way I ideally look at it is, you might say, is a higher form of this, maybe the USA or Miss World pageants. You see them traveling around, they speak, they do voiceovers, they act, or what have you. And it's the same thing with Slice Talent Group. And I believe in one of the hallmarks of, you know, they always ask you a question, what's one of those three things you can say about you? One of the things for me is resourceful and diversity. And I want each member to be able to compete and be able to stand on their own ground, their own 2 feet, and regardless of whatever they do, not just for Psych Talent Group, but their own personal career choices and goals and stuff. I'm always wanting to be of encouragement and provide ways to show them they can do things better. With Enliven Radio, I've done radio off and on. I have an 8-octave deep voice, and with the radio over the years, I've always been able to capture people, not just the night tracks, voiceovers, but more so been in the community. So I've talked about a variety of things that's staples to my heart. We've done shows on sexual health. We've done shows on domestic violence, of course. I even did a show on what you're supposed to be doing with tax money. We did the digital divide, education divide. We had shows with Native American and Asian American societies. We did shows on swimming, and more recently, we've had a lot more people with their businesses and explain their personal stories. Some have gone through some things where a friend of mine, Ms. Potts, had lost all her half her family in one night through a shooting, and how her family overcame that, and some of the things that the dark places that she's went through. But sharing her testimony helped people make better. And within that, I have a YouTube channel for Enliven Radio, where of course we have all the archives of all our shows. But we do videos where we go out of the community, that we may go to book signings, video events, concerts, whatever, and try to interview people to help show encouragement and a variety of different things for them, just to let them know they're out there. And then with that, we also have a series called Empowered Women, and that goes in deep into a person's individual life, just so, you know, it could help other young women get through these tragedies of domestic violence, rape, you know, other different issues that women may go through.
Yeah, who are some of your influences or the people who you look up to or turn to for inspiration, motivation, energy, and insight?
The person, I would say, is quite a few people. I'm, of course, Miss Huffle, obviously, but my grandmother, Naomi Harris, who has always been there and has always been in my corner and gave me a lot of guidance. And my aunt, Vanessa, who helped raise me along with my grandmother, who was very there and loving. She always would tell you I had 3 children, not just 2, because I'm her child, too. And I was blessed to have a variety of different people around me to help push me forward. I had a couple of neighbors, Robert McCoy was very good, Mr. and Mrs. Hunter, some other friends from their parents who was there for me. And then when I moved to Virginia, my high school coach, Frank Scott, and the Scott family took care of me a whole lot. Of note, his father was Wendell Scott, first black man in NASCAR, the first and so far only that ever won a race in NASCAR. And that family gave me a lot of guidance and understanding what happened in Virginia and helped educate me on the difference in past and also encouraged me to have that idea of learning what's out there in the world. I've always wanted to play, but I was not as good as the others, and also my height precluded me from different things and also my health. But one of the things he says, I can teach you how to stay in this game a lot longer than just playing. So I learned everything on the ins and outs of coaching, playing in sports, and more so just the business management side of sports. And he taught me a lot of things with the football, the basketball, track, and other things, and that helped led me on to managing in college. And those business skills I learned helped apply to me in life for all the different services and things I've been involved in, especially in IT.
Mm. Now, you know, I just want to thank you for coming on. I knew that you would have a wealth of information to share, as always. Never a disappointment, you know, when I talk to you. Tell our listening audience how they can get in touch with you to find out more about you, to become a part of the Sykes Talent Group, to become a guest on your show in live and radio, et cetera.
Sure. If I'm live on radio, I call it the Global Community Show. So anything that you have, anybody want to call in, my phone number is 804-402-2893. You can call in and even just leave us a message. We'll be happy to take your calls. You can also email me at enlivenradio, that's enliven radio@gmail.com. And if you have a story or thoughts or ideas or questions or anything, feel free, or if you just want to talk, feel free to give us a call and leave us a message or shoot me an email. I'm always here. I have access to a lot of many different resources in terms of counseling, support, education. If you want to, we talk about us in this kit, preparing for financial management for families and individuals for college, how to save for a home, get out of debt, to so many different wealth of resources, including homelessness and domestic violence. I'd be happy to get that information to you. Also, you can reach me at 804-588-8069. Also, with Sykes Talent Group, you can reach us at sykestg@gmail.com. And also, if you look at Sykes Talent Group or Enliven Radio on Facebook, you can find us there as well, and also on YouTube.
Well, I am going to make a few announcements. You are welcome to stay on the line, and I may even get you to close this out if you don't mind. All right, so I have some exciting events that are coming up, and if you have an organization and have an event going on in the future, please email me at powerhouse4 powerhouseforever@gmail.com. That's powerhouse4@gmail.com. And, you know, perhaps I'll be able to announce it on the show. Upcoming events that are taking place on October 25th, Powerhouse Media Group will be hosting its Sisterhood and Spoken Word fundraiser in support of breast cancer awareness, bully prevention, and domestic violence. And that's going to take place at 5018 Restaurant, which is in Norfolk, Virginia. And then on November the 2nd, Powerhouse Media Group is a proud sponsor for Japa Juice Bar Flex for Prevention Dance-a-thon, and this is also in support of breast cancer awareness. It's going to take place at ODU, which is Old Dominion University in Norfolk. It is a free event, and all of these events and future events are available on the Safe Honor. I want to announce the winners for some past contests that we had. Congratulations to Lorna Tillett, who will be receiving a copy of Sharisa Robinson's book on forgiveness. And congratulations to Melvin Anderson, who will be receiving a T-shirt from the Cameron Group. The Cameron Group was on a few shows ago to talk about positioning our children for success in school, focusing especially on young men who are being raised by single parents. I want to share with you one of my powerhouse pointers, which comes from out of my book, Powerhouse Pointers, Motivational Messages for Personal and Professional Empowerment. This one is Powerhouse Pointer number 22. It says, after crossing the street to get to the bus station, I realized I had forgotten my backpack. It contained my laptop, lunch, and promotional materials. I wanted to go back home, but didn't have time. I decided not to sweat it and deal with what I had. I simply stayed focused on other things that I could do, such as making phone calls, checking my P.O. box, and scouting for venue spaces. I was able to accomplish a lot, so don't stress over anything today. Just go with the flow. What do you think about that, Stephen?
I think it's a very good thing because, you know, if you tend to stress so much, you take off and block your blessings that you may have for the day and things that you need to learn. Also, just want to make one quick thing. November 8th for Bob Cutter Magazine as well, we're having a concert and things to help save the dwelling and some other resources for domestic violence. It will be at Paradise Gardens in Norfolk. And you can go on Facebook.com and look up Box Cutter, and you will see all the different information on it and also on my personal page and the Live and Radio, and you'll see some flyers and also links to all your events as well, Fiona. And we try our best to announce and get the word out, but I'm just happy that we can come together and in like minds to make things better.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm all for, you know, you're such a resourceful person. From the first time that we met, which in fact was for a photo shoot for Box Cutter Magazine, I'm actually a part of the Box Cutter family. So I support domestic violence, bullying, and breast cancer awareness. So thank you so much for coming on the show. Thank you all for listening. You were listening to Step Into Your Power with Fiona. Have a blessed week.
Bless you.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.